just one halakha in the laws of Borer. It's more of a rule, that's an important rule, and then we'll try to give one practical application. Rav Chida, in his Sefer Birkei Yosef, brings a very important mahloket between Mahari Abul Afya and Mahari Tzahalon. The discussion between those two rabbis is, when we say that selecting psolet mitoch ochel, when you're taking the bad from the good, to what extent was that said? Was that even said if a person is doing it as he's eating? We all agree that if he's taking the psolet from the ochel, the bad from the good, in order to, let's say, prepare it for the upcoming meal, that is forbidden. Or the more so for later use, that's clearly forbidden. Our discussion today is a specific case, if he's taking it from hand to mouth, which means it's direct eating, are the laws of psolet from ochel still applicable? Because maybe you could argue and say, no, that's considered eating. When you're eating, so to speak, all bets are off. You can eat however you want to eat. Or do you say, no, psolet mitoch ochel, taking the bad from the good is forbidden under all circumstances, even hand to mouth. So the Ma'ari Abul Afya is of the opinion that it is mutar, that it is permissible, so long as it's direct eating. While Maharit Sahalon says it's asur. Rav Chida says, since this is a sensitive mahloket, and it's an issue of isur over here, so the Chida himself is stringent and says that it would be forbidden to take psolet from ochel even at the time of eating. The Mishnah Berurah in his Biur Halakha does point out that this machloket between Mahari Abul Afya and Mahari Tzahalon is indeed a machloket amongst the Rishonim as well. The Ramban, for example, is lenient. If a person wants to take psolet mitoch ochel Bishat Achila, the Ramban is clearly saying mutar, while the Rosh says asur. Now, Rabbi Moshe HaLevi in the Sefer Menuchat Ahava also comes out lahmir that psolet mitoch ochel bishat achila is asur. However, he writes, if we're able to find another reason to be lenient, then already we can also use the leniency of the Ma'ari Abul Afya. His practical application is, a person is eating fish on Shabbat, and there's bones in the fish. He wants to know, as he's eating it, can he debone the fish? He wants to pull out the bone and eat. Is this permissible or not? So according to the Ma'ari Abul Afya, it's permissible anyway, because it's at the time of eating. And you have other opinions that want to say that a bone and fish is not considered borer altogether because it's connected. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, that says it's all one piece, and therefore there's no borer on one piece. And some want to say that that's the way to eat it anyway, so it's not considered borer. So since we have other reasons to be lenient, la halakha, it would be permissible to eat fish with bones on Shabbat, and while you're eating it, take out the bones. I like to point out that Rabbi Moshe Levi writes that a lady or whatever it is can debone a fish before the meal immediately in order to feed it, let's say, to youngsters and children that would not be able to do it themselves. But the halakha, everybody else can eat the fish, and as they're eating it, take out the bones, and they have nothing to worry about.